It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Getting closer and closer to August 4th Heat Strike when In Your Face Wrestling returns to the Whitehall Athletic Club in Whitehall, New York. Hi, everybody. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at IYFWrestling.com and the Interface. We know already via the main page here at IYFWrestling.com, the main event for Heat Strike, the mixed-up tag match, if you will, the Pillar Roman Dominguez being forced to team up with the Force from the North, Vigo, against Drake Evans and the In Your Face Wrestling champion, Pierre the Beast Vachon. We also know that Liam McFerrin will be defending the IYFW New Breed Championship against Blood Money member Robert Coleman. These two men faced off back in June at the Brawl in Whitehall. That was a non-title match which ended in a no contest when both Blood Money and the Uprising ran in on that matchup. This provoked a six-man tag lumberjack match to take place a month later at Can't Tread on Us. A lot of chaos happened in that one. Blood Money came out on top, and because of that, Robert Coleman has gotten his shot at the New Breed title on August 4th, and he plans to bring that belt to Blood Money. Blood Money already has the tag team titles. They want the New Breed title next. We'll see if the real Robert Coleman can get the job done. Now, speaking of the Uprising, you've probably seen here at IYFWrestling.com the video put together by Loverboy Ricky Williams and Jamar Magic Justice. They have decided the Uprising is no more. These men have amicably split as a tag team. They've accomplished absolutely everything they ever planned to do as a tag team in IYFW, but both men want to pursue their singles careers. Both men wished each other the best of luck, and I've got a little piece of news about these two men a little bit later on in this interface. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the tag team situation, specifically the tag team titles, and as it pertains to Blood Money and Pure Dynamite. It was alluded to me by IYFW management that these two teams would be facing each other on August 4th Heat Strike. Well, that may have been a little unfounded, because I did finally get a confirmation that you will be seeing both teams face off in singles competition. Guillaume Desaad will be taking on Chuck Deep, and Scott Scarsdale will be taking on Bad Brad Wesley. Two singles matches will be happening on August 4th. Now, I understand that this was not a very popular decision with IYFW management, nor was it popular with the Minister of Wrestling Operations, Max Burton. Speaking of Max Burton, he tweeted a few days ago at the Max Burton that a meeting was held with IYFW management, the Board of Directors, Championship Committee, and himself concerning all the attacks the referees have been dealing with in IYFW, and something has happened. A change has been made, and an announcement will be made at the Whitehall Athletic Club on August 4th concerning the referees and the attacks they've been getting. Other talent that's scheduled to be there on August 4th will be seeing Nocturne in action that night. The Dark Pony JP Black will be there, Ian Daniels, and a whole lot more. Now, into the future again about the Coronation Cup on Saturday, August 18th in Whitehall, New York. There's already been two names announced as entrants in the tournament this year, one being Megastar Michael Monroe, a former IYFW Tag Team Champion and the 2010 Coronation Cup winner, and the other man is the mighty Franz Roddy, the only Triple Crown winner in IYFW history. Well, I have gotten confirmation from the IYFW Board of Directors that two more men have been signed as entries into the tournament this year, and they are two men I talked about just a little bit a while ago, Loverboy Ricky Williams and Jamar Magic Justice. These two men now are in the tournament, and as I understand it, after the August 4th Heat Strike show, I should be getting full confirmation on all the other participants in the Coronation Cup this year. The winner of the Coronation Cup becomes the next top contender to the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. They will take on the champion in the main event when IYFW returns to the Ballston Area Community Center in Ballston Spa, New York on September the 8th for Vengeful to the Core. So I think that's going to do it for this edition of The Interface. Tickets for the August 4th, August 18th shows and the September 8th return to Ballston Spa are all available here through the merchandise section at IYFWrestling.com. Also, get your official In Your Face Wrestling t-shirt and get copies of all our great home DVD releases, including Memories, Moments, and Mayhem from back in May of this year. We'll see all the fans out there in Whitehall on August 4th for Heat Strike. It's going to be a great night of wrestling action. You don't want to miss it. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.